Okay, we're learning now Perek Ma'is Hasheni. We're in the middle of Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet, we're in the middle. Mishnah Hey. It's the middle of the Rav. Over here it says, Yotzu Ma'im Melech Shein, Shav B'i Shein, Oichel V'in, L'Karak Yotzu Peres, HaMechubam L'Karakosh, L'Chlishim, Yotzu Peres, HaNik... So they have for Yotzu Peres, HaMechubam L'Karakosh, She'enam, wait, we skipped alcohol, we should look at the all of these things, Babokur, but certain of these are Miskayim.
Yotzumayim.
My Melashay, Ashadu Shahin, Oichel, Enam, the Lukaku for the ground. Yotz, Perus of Homo Lukaku is attached to the ground, Shainam Tulushim. Okay, if it's, they're not detached. All of the things listed in the Pasuk.
Next one. Yotzu Perus Hanuk.
Yotzu Perus Hanuk covenant rot. Koydem sheagili wushalayim, shenim dover hamaskayim. Okay, if it rots, shkolelu enum in nikhim bekesef maisa, all of these things are by kesef maisa. Okay, so that's what he's like. Okay, mayim melech, uperos hamchubonim lekarka. Oi, here it is, perosh enim yuchom lehagili wushalayim. What does it mean, nikhim lehagia? Period. But what does it mean? Oi, perosh enim yuchom lehagili wushalayim. That means, can't make it, it's going to rot. Loi kana maisa. So that means that the maisa, the money that you, the maisa, the money that you've given has no kedusha. The money was, if I have money and this money has kedusha smaisa sheni, and I go and I take this money and I attempt to transfer the kedusha of this money onto the fruit, it's a failure. The money still retains its kedusha and the fruit does no kedusha.
Right.
Okay. Halakech parakech paris shag, the person buys paris shag, what does that mean? Paris? Shaloh yodeh shemikesef maisa hu koina. I did not know that this money is maisa sheni money. I thought this money was regular money. I did not know. Halakech peros shogeg. I buy peros by accident. I did not realize that the money that I'm using is ma'aseh sheni money. Right? You have in your pocket money, two different accounts. This is the ma'aseh sheni money. This is the regular money. Yachzur dam l'mekayim. So what do? The money goes back to its place. The money goes back l'mekayimam. It goes back to its mekar. What does that mean l'mekayimam? Hamoicher lokeach perosav. The seller. Take back your fruit. Your fruit. Have it, take it back. Are you with me, sir?
Listening.
Yachzru damim l'mukayim. What does that mean? Hamoicher, the seller. Lokeach peyrosav v'machzah damim l'mushum l'havi k'megach tos. It's a mistake. Some section. Ha yodeh halokeach shehem d'me meiser. Had the lokeach known that it's meiser. Lo ha yolokeach b'chem peyrosav lolo. He would not burst m'mushum t'torach aderech. V'chadin d'shreg yikud d'botel mekach. When you make a mistake in life, that's it. You go back to where you came from. If you buy peros by mistake, you do not realize that the money that you're using is money of ma'aseh sheni money, and you happen to buy fruit, you happen to buy meat, but fruit, something which is eligible for ma'aseh sheni.
How did you do that?
I go to the store. I want to buy apple. Here's a basket of apples. Delicious.
No, come apples on. Is good. So how is shagig?
I did not realize the money that I'm using to pay for
okay,
the apples.
So
what is halacha? So I can come back tomorrow and say to the storekeeper, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The money that I gave you for the fruit was my sheni money. Give me back the money, please. And yeah. here's your basket of apples.
Right.
So he points to the sign and says, no returns.
Yeah.
So you take out the Mishnah.
Okay.
And the Mishnah says, yes, Yachsu returns.
Mazed.
I know what I'm doing. Yalu, if you know what you're doing, you purposely do it. Then there's no refund. Yalu, v'ye'ochlu b'makoyim. So you go up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. If you do so, Yalu,
no.
And you eat it b'makoyim, Yerushalayim.
But I thought you can't do. I thought you can't buy these fruits.
Why then you can buy the fruits?
You're not allowed to. It says mazed.
No, you don't. You are allowed to. We're going with fruits that you can do. Look what it says one more time. Shaloha yodeh shemikesef ma'aseh sheni hu lekaneh. Yachzru damim l'mekayim. Hamelech lokeach. We did this already, this one.
Mazed. What happened to the shagig?
You did not know the money in your pocket is ma'aseh sheni money.
Oh.
Okay? Mazed. Mazed means you do know. Mazed.
But there were parents that you can eat and you should.
Yes, there were parents that you can eat. Mazed. Shayoda shakesef ma'asehu. Means you know, I know good and well, Shayoda shakesef ma'asehu. I know good and well that this money belongs to ma'aseh sheni. Shayoda shakesef ma'asehu. I know, I am aware that the money is ma'asehu. I know what it is.
Good.
So what is the halacha? Ya'alu v'yechlu b'mkomam asher yivcha Hashem klayma b'Yerushalayim. So if you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. There's no returns. There are no refunds. Okay, so you can't go back. Oh, I made a mistake. I changed my mind. I didn't realize I have to go travel 3,000 miles. Too bad. You got to go. You gotta go, you gotta go. You gotta do what you gotta do. Meizid yalu v'yeyachlu bim b'makam. Bim ein mikdash. Let's say there is no mikdash like b'zman hazeh. You kabu, they have to rot. Shadav ha'koni b'kesef ma'isr ein anifte b'tohar. B'rikhud b'makam. There's no redemption. If you purchase fruit with the money of ma'isr sheni, and you knowingly, and you are aware of what you are doing, it is beyond return. There are no refunds.
Yeah, v'im ein mikdash.
If there's no Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, so if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaSheni.
There is Beis HaSheni.
Oh, that's right. There is
Beis HaSheni. It's just that if you take money that has Kedushas Beis HaSheni and you purchase fruit, so the fruit has to rot.
Beis HaSheni nowadays.
Or?
What do you do? I forgot what we do.
Rots, and you throw it in the garbage. You let it rot. You let it rot.
Im ein Mikdash your kavu. Go. Vav.
Halokeach, a person who purchases. Halokeach.
Arthur Shek.
Arthur Shek.
Everyone knows
who he is.
Halokeach. Hashem even knows,
right? Halokeach. Behema Shegeg. You buy an animal by mistake. Case Selbazach, you know how to do this. Yachsu Domeho Lemukaimam, it was a mistake. Refunds. You go back to the store, here's your animal, give back my money. Mazid, I know exactly what I'm doing. Here's the money, that's my Sheni, I want to buy the animal. Tale, Vise Ochel, Bamokam, you bring it to Yerushalam, you bring it, you shacht it, and you eat it, you eat it. Okay, you eat it. Bamokam, you shacht it. Does the same thing more. Yachsu Mazid, Yachal, Videchel, Bamokam, as a carbon. Do you use a carbon? I'm assuming you bring it as a carbon. Okay, that's what I'm assuming. A carbon shlom. Or maybe not, maybe a bus of taiva. What's the problem? What's the problem over here?
Halokeach
behema
shogeg.
By mistake.
I have money. Money that's maishe sheni.
And I didn't realize.
I made a mistake. Yachsu.
So the one has to go back to its source.
I want to return it.
A refund. Maze, I know what I'm doing.
I did it purposely.
Then there's no refunds. Tala, take the animal up and say, Ochel b'mokam, and bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim.
Why can't you buy an animal? What's wrong with buying an animal?
There's nothing with buying an animal. There's nothing wrong.
So why?
You want a refund. Shaking means you did not know the money you have in your possession is Ma'aser Sheni money. He's saying over here in the Mishnah, tonight, in order when you purchase Ma'aser Sheni, when you take money,
you have to know what you're doing.
You do not know what you're doing.
Then you the mail of a car. Amazing. If I did it purposely, so it's fine. Just go bring it up to say, Tala, bring it up.
B'makam,
the
Yushlaim, B'makam, Asher Yivcha Hashem, L'shach and Shema Yisham. We had it already. The main Mikdash, we don't have a base of Mikdash. Tikab Alidei Oira. There is no Mikdash. Tikab, it should be buried in the ground. Alidei Oira. Ali the Ayra, what does it mean, Ali the Ayra? So, Vosh Deita, Vim Ein Sham Mikdash Tikavar, Ali the Ayra, Im Ayra means, Ali Dei means Im. Substitute the two words, Ali Dei with the word Im, Lefi Shagam Ayra Osir. So, don't make a kunst and think that since his man is there, we'll slaughter it, we'll flay it, we'll take the R, we'll make nice shoes.
Nice shoes, invite.
Mishne Zayin, Ein Lechem Abod, Mishwacha Zakarga, Mide Maisi, and let it purchase, slaves.
Ushfachos. Of course you can't. They're not dealing with karkar. They don't have a karkois.
But we hate them and non-kosher animals. But it's my sashani, okay? Push it. Let's see. I do purchase slave. Yoichal kinegan. So that means is I have to go sanctify fruit worth the value that of what I've paid. Let's see. Yoichal kinegan. Most my sashani. Shachaytzi. Bedvarim halal. Yoytzi mishaloi. Take a money of your own pocket. Vikne. Dava shu oichal. So what's the problem? Let's go for a refund. What's the problem? I bought a slave for $1,000.
Took off.
So go. So we're going in the case we did. You knew what you were doing. You knew good and well the money you have in your hand is Ma'aser Sheni money, and you purchased a slave.
Yeah.
So therefore, the halach is when you do b'mezer, there is no refund. There is no refund. So now, what are you going to do? You can't take let it rot. So therefore, inami or mastitzan ari b'mezid avol shayge gachshu dam l'kamin echadam. If it's an accident, there's a mistake, you can go and get a refund. Okay, so that's halacha. You don't purchase avonos on the karkos. You do not bring the birds of a zav. Yeah, a zav after two emissions is a zav gomor. The kinei zavos, a woman after three emissions becomes zava. The kinei yoldos, a woman who gives birth to a creature. Chatois v'hashamos. Sin offerings of hashamos midi ma'is hashem. Poshut, okay? You cannot fill the obligation. Are you okay with this?
No.
What's the problem?
What's kinei zavim?
The nest, birds that a male who had an emission of ziva.
So what?
So you have to bring a set of birds.
No.
Kapara, atonement.
Yeah, so you can't buy the kinei zavim.
I have money.
Kinei zavim.
A woman.
I have money for my sheni.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
The kinei yoldos and a nest of women who give birth. The chatois, sin offerings.
The hashamos.
It's also a form of another type of sin offering. Midmei ma'is hasheni, from the money of ma'is hasheni. Let's say you bring it, yoichal kinegdam, and if you do bring it, yoichal kinegdam, you eat kinegdam. What does it mean kinegdam? It means that you basically take out of your pocket money, the equivalent of what you've spent on these items, and you eat it. Zaklal. Kol shu chutz la'achila, anything that is kol shu chutz la'achila, ve'lish siya, ulesicha, midmei ma'is hasheni yoichal kinegdai. Now what does that mean? This is the rule. Anything which is chutz la'achila. Zeaklau kol shuhu chutz leachila. Anything that is
zeaklau
kol shuhu chutz leachila shiilu sicha. Anything that is not for the purpose of anything that you purchase with money of ma'aseh that is not for the purpose of eating or drinking or smearing upon your flesh. Midmei ma'aseh sheni yoichal kinegdai. If I take money and I purchase a slave, you don't eat a slave.
Right. How about kinei?
Same thing that goes on the mizbeach. That's not meant for your consumption.
There's no part of it that gets eaten by the.
Like anam, are they oilos? I don't know. Chatois also not, right? Chatois, but they do eat the chatois. I do not know the answer. But it's not called legavoya. It's not meant for your consumption. It's meant for the consumption of the kohanim, hakadoshim.
Go ahead, baita.
Okay, so we're done. Kol shul chutz ta'achil. It's not meant for eating, for drinking, or sicha for smearing. Be ma'isa sheni yechal kinegdai. Okay, let's now go to the next parak. Parak base. Ma'isa sheni tin la'achil of l'shil sicha. What do you do with ma'isa sheni? It grows out of the ground, and I sever ma'isa sheni. You eat it, you drink it, and you can smear it upon your body. Lechol davar shadakol lechol. Losuch to smear davar shadakol losuch. Yeah.
Losuch davar shadakol losuch.
Lo yosuch yain v'chametz. You now let's smear on your body wine and vinegar. That's the derech. Ein mefatmin shemen shel ma'aser. You're not mefatmin shemen shel ma'aser sheni. What's mefatmin mean? Fatten. What does that mean over here? Ein mefatim losum b'soichay ikarin v'rashay b'samim. You don't put in. You put roots of different of ingredients. V'rashay b'samim mishum debalei hashemen. Because it absorbs the shemen, the ozel liibud shasharoshim einam necholim. So what it means to be mefatmim? Mefatmim means you're not allowed to take grass. If you want to take the shemen, you want to make it fragrant. You want to add ingredients. You want ingredients into the shemen, some fragrance into the shemen. Yeah, I have shemen.
Listening.
And I want to make the shemen better. I want to make it have a certain distinct smell. I want to have a certain flavor. So I take grass. I take a certain type of exotic grass and I put it and I let it soak, and then after 10 minutes I take it out. And now the oil has a geschmack, it tastes different, it smells different. The problem is by doing so, there's no way you're going to be able to extract the oil that has been absorbed by the roots, by these ingredients, these grasses. So therefore you're causing some of the shemen of the ma'aseh sheni to go li'ibud, to go to waste. So therefore it says, ein loy ein mefatmin. Shemen shall meister sheni. You're not allowed to take the shemen shall meister sheni and use it and soak it with herbs. Bitter herbs.
got a problem with the
bits of herbs.
What?
Uber. Uber.
Uber?
I told you, I just said.
What is it?
To take herbs and to soak it. To take the oil and to soak the oil with the herbs.
Why would you want to do that?
You were listening, because by doing so, the oil will absorb
the herbs.
Flavor from the herbs.
And herbs have what are you going to do with it?
And then I'm going to smear it on my body. And I'm going to smell delicious. Cologne. Fat means you take the oil, okay? So therefore, now what's the problem? The problem is if you do so when you finished, and you remove the herbs, it's going to still have residual. It's going to be soaked with oil.
With oil, that was Maisa Sheni.
And what are you going to do? You throw it in the garbage. So you're causing the Maisa Sheni oil to go into the garbage.
Right.
Therefore, Ein Befat Min Shemen Mashal Maisa Sheni. Bein Leichem B'dmei Maisa Sheni Shemen Nefutim Yalad Purchase. Why not? What's the problem with that? Because you're buying Mishum to be in and Dover Shashav L'Choladam V'Zeinish Evelum L'Mefunakim Ule Me'unagim. It's only for the fancy. It's only for the very delicate people. Only they have a very special
likeness.
You have to buy something that's Hashdavah Hashaveh L'Chol Nefesh. Hashdavah Hashaveh L'Chol Nefesh. Ein Leichem B'Dvei Ma'ez Shem Shem Lefutim Avol Mefatim Hu Es Hayoyin. Yayin, you can take wine. You can, because wine doesn't absorb, because the herbs, the bitter herbs, do not absorb
the yayin.
The yayin, that's what it says.
What happens to
it? It slides off. The bitter herbs, they give off their flavor, but they don't take.
Wow.
They give, that's a moed gezach, to give and not to take. Nafal asecha devash. Let's say it falls into the oil, into the yayin. Nafal asecha yayin shalmai sheni kishu chutz liyushlam. Let's say the outside of yushlam falls in devash.
Nafal asecha devash utavlet.
Utavlet spices for hishmichu and it became better. Hashavach lefi cheshbon. What does that mean? So it says here devash utavlet.
Spices fell into
into the oil. No, nafal asecha into the yayin. Nafal asecha into the yayin. Nafal asecha yayin.
Devash utavlet. So you mean that.
Let's see what it says. Let's see what it says. Tevash v'tal v'shevish b'yach cholkin es ha-shevach. We divide the shevach l'fi cheshboin. According to the calculation. What does that mean? He's going, im ha-yayin shaveh. He's going, im ha-yayin shaveh shnei siloyim. If the yayin is worth 2 coins. Udvash v'tal v'shevin sela. And the dvash and the spices are worth 1 coin. The Yishbichu Vildal Arba. So look at that. 2 plus 1 equals 4. Did you know that? Yain Vadash Deku 2 coins. Advash Salno Sela. The Yishbichu Vildal Arba. Sloim. You know that's business. That's how you make business.
That's worth 4.
You take ingredients.
That's worth 4.
Buy, sell a piece of cake. Correct. You take some flour and some water. So Poide Esayayim Bishmei Sloim. Ushmei Shlish Sela. So you have to go and you have to Lufi Shavach. You have to redeem the Yain with 2 coins plus 2/3 of a coin. What's the mathematical calculation? I don't know. I don't know how to add numbers. So there's some mathematical calculation that's total of 4, and there are 3 ingredients, so it's 3/4. So 3/4, so then you should have to pay 3 coins. So why is it 2/3 of a coin? I'm not exactly sure. I'll say, you have three ingredients, and the 3 ingredients bring it up to a value of 4. So there are 3 ingredients. So what's 2/3? What's 2/3 of 4? Do you know how to do numbers?
Yes, 66%. No.
2/3. So what's 66? 66.
Oh, maybe wrong.
Okay, whatever it says, we're not going to dwell upon this. We have to make the calculation. Whatever this is. So this is. You have to redeem. So basically, you don't just redeem it. The chiddush of the Mishnah is you don't redeem it according to its initial value. You redeem it according to its inflated value. Being that this thing has gone up in value, therefore you redeem it according to its inflated value. Good?
Yeah, so.
So the error according to the calculation. So therefore, that's when you redeem it. This means that when you redeem it based upon now what it originally cost. Originally cost 2 coins, but now it has gone up in value partially. So you have to redeem it according to its inflated value. Next example: hadogim fish shenishpashlu im hakaflotos. What's kaflotos? Carroty leek. You know what leek is?
Yeah.
You like fish?
No.
Are you a big fish eater?
No.
You don't have fish in your house? No gefilte fish? Dogim shnespashlim im hakaf lotos shel meiser sheni vihishpichu. It goes up in value. Vihishpichu. Shevach, so over here, a dogim shel spashlim im hakaf lotos. Kaf lotos means means leak.
Right.
So my sheni, the hishpichu, it went up in value. Hashevach v'chesh zol bezach. So now, isa shel my sheni shashafav, it's what you date the hishpiach. Hashevach l'sheni. What does it mean? Hashevach l'sheni. Upoide es apas b'shavio ve'ein cholkim hashevach le'itzim shel chulin. El kol hashevach l'my sheni. L'sheni. Look, that's cool. L'sheni means my sheni. Like that?
So
that's
a
code.
So what does that mean? What does it mean?
You don't. Isis you only have to redeem it according to. Or according. You don't. Not according to the shevach. The shevach l'sheni. Let's see. Upoide es apas b'shavioi. And its value. The ein cholkim hashevach lo etzim shel chulin elo kol hashevach l'maaser sheni l'fi she'ein shevach etzim nikkur b'pas. So you have Esau dough shel maaser sheni she'afal that you baked it the hishpiach and the dough went up in value hashevach l'sheni. So you basically have to redeem now. Dough is worth $5. Bread is worth $10. So you redeem it now. You'll tell me, wait, it's $10 plus the wood. The wood that I used is this fuel. So why don't we include the wood, the price of wood that was necessary in order? No, the wood is not included. Only the shevach l'sheni. That's what it says. A shevach upoides a pas b'shavi. Okay, if the dough is worth $5 and the bread is worth $10, and I want to redeem this piece of bread, the piece of bread must be redeemed at its value of $10. Well, you'll argue, but it's not fair. The dough, when I was machdashit, the dough was only $5. It doesn't matter. That's all the halacha. Shevach goes l'sheni. Goes to the ma'aser sheni.
In the other cases, what l'fi cheshbon?
L'fi cheshbon, correct. Not in this case. Not in the, because in those cases, they have other ingredients that are noticeable. But now when it comes to bread, you baked it. What would be the only other thing that you would want to reduce? Because the only thing you've added to the dough is you've added heat. Heat is energy. That costs money. Energy, firewood. Firewood, that's energy. So the answer is no, it's not nikkur. When it comes to leak, when it comes to the fishes, and when it comes to the devash and the tavlin, those things are noticeable.
Right.
So therefore, then you say l'fi cheshbon. But over here, when it's not noticeable, zeh klal, kol sheshivchei nikkur, if it's noticeable, hashevach l'fi hacheshbon, like wine upon into which was spilled devash v'tavlin, then you put l'fi cheshbon. V'chol she'ein shivchei nikkur, if it's not noticeable, hashevach l'sheni, then the entire thing goes l'sheni. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We have to stop. I have to daven.